People, the Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Let's go!
Y94.
The Morning Playhouse, Rat and Maggie in with you. Relationship ref going on. Amanda's phone kind of sucks, so we're going to adjust a little bit. And basically, what she was wondering is she wants to start kind of getting her four-year-old educated on the Christmas spirit. So what she wants to do is have her write Santa's list, basically, what she wants for Christmas. And she knows that some of her gifts are going to be going to needy families here in the FM area. And her husband says, no, she's way too young to be doing something like that. That's not the right way. And you're taking away gifts from her.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to understand what you're trying to teach her. So basically, the question this morning, do you side with Amanda and think that's a good idea? Or are you more on the husband's side and do you believe that's just too young for her to do this? What are you thinking?
I'm siding with Dad. I don't think four is too young, but if she wants to teach the daughter, I mean, you know, Christmas or how to share with others, why not have the child go through the toys and pick out a couple of the toys that she already owns and donate them to people or to buy a gift? Just give it to somebody else instead of buying her all these gifts and said, okay, here you go. Well, now we're going to give them away.
Okay, that's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
So one going for the husband so far. What are you seeing in the text club, Maggie?
Lots of really good texts. Amanda's side, it's never too early to start morals like that. I vote for the husband. She's too young to understand. Take her shopping to pick out toys for other kids so she's involved in the entire process. Don't just give her toys she asked for and then take them away. Another one for Amanda, though. It's an amazing idea. Good for her. That's how you raise good children. And yes, four is too early unless she's a mature four-year-old, not a childish four-year-old. And you can always say she's Santa's helper, and maybe that'll work. So then you can answer, but not just be gentle with her.
Perfect.
Seven or eight might be better.
Okay, who are you siding with this morning?
I'm siding with the husband. I think that four is too young to do that. However, if they want to do something nice, there are shelters in this town. You know, they could go through the toys that the child doesn't use anymore. Bring her with and donate them.
Okay, great point overall. What are you thinking?
I'm siding with the husband for the most part. I don't think four is too young, but I think that she should be doing something like the angel tree with her daughter and having her daughter go to the store, pick out gifts, knowing that that's going to go to a different child. And then volunteer at a soup kitchen or something if they want to teach her about giving back, not having Santa bring gifts only to take those away.
Well, and familiarize us for people who aren't aware of the angel tree. What is that?
First Link has an angel tree where you can pick a child's age and gender or neutral. And then you go out and you purchase a gift up to a certain amount and it goes to a child in need. And I taught both my kids. I've got a 2-year-old son and a 5-year-old daughter, and they go and pick out for a child their age, and then they know that that's going to go to somebody else that doesn't have as many presents or not as much money as they might get. That sounds bad, but you know what I mean.
Perfect. Yeah. That's a great one. And I know a lot of people do that angel tree.
Yeah.
Program through there. So very cool option. What do you see in the text club?
A lot of people saying, I don't think it's too young as long as she doesn't have to give all of her gifts away. She deserves presents too for being thoughtful. I love what mom is trying to do, but four is pretty young for lifelong lessons. When working with parents, I like to say, what do you remember from when you were that age to put in more perspective? I think overall the idea is wonderful in maybe the next couple of years. And somebody saying, my family starts at 3 and all of us would rather give than get now that we're older. My youngest cousin is still only 9 and he is one of the best at donating his toys to the less fortunate kids. I think it's a great time to start.
Perfect. Y94, who are you choosing as your fighter?
I'm citing a gift with the dad. It'd be a good lesson for her, but she's a little too young. Because or they feel that they've been good all year and that's why they earned it. So she's going to think that she earned those presents. Why weren't those other kids good enough to get the same presents from Santa as she did? It's going to confuse her, I think.
Okay, perfect. Y94, who overall would you be siding with?
I think the mother's on the right track, but due to the child's age, they might have to modify their plan a little bit to satisfy everyone. I think mom and dad should sit down with the child and do the 3 gifts that baby Jesus got and make those 3 gifts one you want, one you need,
and one you can read.
Hmm.
And then I think the parents should dig into their pocket and match those gifts that they choose for their child and have their child go with them to a hospital where maybe some children are admitted for the holiday and have those gifts with the child, you know, delivered. I think she's on the right idea, but I think at four, it would be more of a loss for the child and a distaste than you know, just to have them all gone. But I think they can reduce and bring the value to Christmas by doing the want, need, and read, the three gifts of Christmas, and make it a project. And it isn't just Christmas time that you can teach charitable and giving. Have them go to a church and serve supper, go to the homeless, go to Salvation Army, serve a meal. There's lots of ways to get her included, but I think to rob her of her gifts that she might be looking forward to is a little harsh at four.
Okay, perfect. Very true. And lots of great points in that one. Who are you siding with?
Hi, I agree with Mom.
And why is that?
Well, we kind of do the same thing. I have a 6-year-old and a 5-year-old, and this is the second year we've done it. They get allowance every week for doing chores around the house. And then starting in like June, we take $1 every week and we put it aside. And then we go shopping in December to buy toys that we donate.
Nice. Maggie, let's get a run of the final run of the text club here.
All right, let's see. Somebody's saying, why not compromise? Let the kid keep new stuff, but have her go through her toys and donate them so she has more of a say in what she's giving away. Amanda's side, it's never too early to teach our kids how to share, and I wish more parents would do the same. There's way too many spoiled brats out there. And I've got to go with Dad. She's too young. Maybe 6 or 7, she'd understand more. I agree with donating used toys to those in need.
Perfect. And I think this is one of the rare ones where I don't really want to say we can call a winner on this
You
one.
Really can't, because a lot of people loved her idea, but a lot of people agreed with Dad that she might just be a little too young.
Yeah. I think the best example would be the compromise situation. Mom has got it right, and you can't fault Mom for that line of logic. But as well, we've heard so many different examples of different ways to do things. So maybe not cut into her Christmas list, but take her out shopping and let her choose gifts for kids.
Exactly.
And I think most importantly, as we've heard, you know what? Take her along and let her see the giving process. And kids love to be a part. We see it every year, like during the Cares for Kids Radiothon, when the kids bring in their piggy banks.
That's so fun to watch.
and they know that, you know, they're helping other kids. So it's kind of the best example. And the best part about those phone calls, too, is hearing about all the different programs and ideas for people from...
And there's so many out there.
From food shelters to the Angel Tree to the Children's Hospital. You know, Mom, kudos for you for wanting to get your kid involved and things like that. And maybe that's the best one. Imagine that. A relationship
compromise.
Idea that compromise.
Get up. Get up, get up. The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.